She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
What does it mean to let go, and how can letting go really empower your life? Well, we have got the fantastic Judith Orloff, MD. She's a psychiatrist, intuitive healer, and New York Times bestselling author. Her latest national bestseller is The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. Dr. Orloff, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Dr. Orloff, what does letting go mean to you?
Well, letting go is surrender, and surrender is not holding, not clenching, not fighting, not arguing with yourself. It's tuning more into the flow of your body and your life and your relationships and getting in touch with that basic intuition that flows through our vital energy force throughout our life. So it means really listening to what's inside and also not holding on to fear. And when really letting go of fear is a form of treatment and wellness.
Let's talk a little bit about manifesting. I remember years ago, I mean, I'm a huge Oprah fan, and I remember listening to, I think it was her DVD on her, like, you know, 20th anniversary, and she was talking about wanting a role in The Color Purple and how she wanted it really badly, and then she finally let go of the, you know, let go of the thought and let go of the, you know, kind of, I guess, the want of to doing it, and then all of a sudden she got a call saying she got it. How do we kind of communicate that to people who are like really, let's say, motivated or have a goal they want to reach, but sometimes they're not really getting there? Or maybe it's, you know, financial freedom, whatever it is. How do we let go so that things naturally fall into place?
Well, the secret to the ecstasy of surrender and the basic principle that I talk about in the book is that the secret to success is that you have to know when to do the footwork, when to move forward, and when to let go. And ultimately, you know, as was true of the Oprah story, when you let go of the results, you make room for miracles. So you do everything you can. You know, surrender is not passive. It's not doing anything. You do everything you can to further your goal, but then you have to let go of the results. And that's where the whole idea of a higher power comes in, or a greater force in the universe, or something larger than your mere ego or will. And that, to me, is a psychiatrist.
I think we lost Dr. Orloff.
Okay.
You know what? You know, Lisa, what's amazing to me, what she's saying, that I really love what she's saying, is that I so believe this, but sometimes it's so hard to get what you're looking for. And that's what I want to ask her next is, you know, because sometimes you're so dedicated, but I love what she said. And I'm just going to repeat it for those of you who are listening, is to let go, because it's such a nugget. Let go of the results so you make room for miracles. And that's really, at the end of the day, I think what it comes down to for many of us, because we're so tied to that end result, is how are we going to get there? How are we going to get on the path from A to C and A to Z? And, you know, and like a lot of the time, and what Dr. Orloff is saying is let go of getting to Z and worrying how you're going to get there. Just, you know, maybe visualize getting there. And that's what I want to ask her is, you know, how do we, it's one thing knowing it, it's another thing actually believing it and following that. So I, you know, I'm definitely going to pick up a copy of her book. That sounds terrific. So Dr. Orloff, are you back with us?
I am back with you. And
perfect.
I was saying that the key is doing, to surrender, is doing all the footwork and then letting go of the results. And, you know, as a psychiatrist, to me, you know, doing therapy, it's always myself, the patient, and a higher power, or something greater than ourselves, whatever you want to call that. And that's what you're surrendering to. You're surrendering to the help of a co-partner, an ally. You could call it love. You could call it universal intelligence. But you are surrendering to something larger than yourself, as Oprah always talks about.
You know, Dr. Roth, when you went off for a second, I was asking Lisa, I was discussing with Lisa, is, how do you, you know, one of the things I know that's important is, you know, a lot of us focus on how are we getting from A to Z and what's the route and what traffic route are we going to take or not take? I'm just using it metaphorically, of course. And knowing one thing and doing it is another thing. So what are, and I'm definitely picking up a copy of your book because I so love what you do, is
what are
one of the secrets of really wrapping our heads around not being so driven on those results and kind of taking a step back? What would be, let's say, you know, one secret that you have in the book, if you could reveal that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying don't be driven or passionate. I think you know, everybody needs to do that, but you also have to learn when to let go. It's not just push, 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 and that's all there is.
I'm saying in addition to that, you have to know when to back off. Like, let's say you want a project to happen. You've made every phone call, you've had every meeting, and it's just waiting time. It's, you know, you've done everything you can. At that point, you back off. You don't push. You don't make any more calls. You don't, you know, you stay in a state of prayer or meditation or connection to yourself. And, you know, really just tune in and have faith that something is going on. You don't want to kill everything with a death grip of pushing or control. That's over control will, you know, sabotage your goals. Yeah.
That is
so
such a problem.
You don't want to over
control.
It's over.
Yeah,
well,
Dr.
It's true of many of us is when do you know, you know, when to control. We love to be in control. I love to be in control, but I just, you know, for me, as I was writing the Surrender book, I had to learn, you know, when is it not good to be in control and when will it really further you? You see, and that's the difference, is most people just push and control. They have a lot of fear about letting go of control. And so what I'm saying in the book is how to find that balance.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back from a freelance job, and I was going to send him something that I read that was interesting, but I said, no, it's kind of a backhanded way of trying to get his attention, and he's going to see through it. No, I just want to hear back. And I just had to, like, stop myself, you know, because I just want to know, I want to know, I want to know.
Yeah, stop yourself.
I'm trying to let go. Yes.
Well, stop yourself, but also use intuition. I talk about that a lot in the book, of when to tune in, of when to move forward. Because you have to learn when to tune in and feel, aha, maybe today would be a good day to reach out. Or maybe today isn't a good day because the door is shut temporarily. So you have to really tune in to yourself. I know, you know, you were talking about connecting to the self. And so much of that is listening to the signs inside that tell you when to go forward or not. It's not just random. You have to listen, you know, to when the signs are there. And one morning you might wake up and go, wow, today's the day I need to call him, and I'm doing it.
So would you say, this is Andrea again, would you say that, you know, things are meant to be? So if it's meant to be, it'll be, no matter, like, so you set the stage, you go and you do what you need to do. Like Lisa was saying, you know, with that freelance person, that, you know, she's going to do everything she can when to back off. But would you say that if it's meant to be, that she's going to connect with that freelance, if it's in her highest interest, it's going to happen anyways?
Well, yeah, that's true. But also, you know, I like it's, well, the universe can say yes to you. The universe can say maybe, and the universe can say, I love you so much, I'm not giving this to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, so sometimes we want, and we want to push, but it's not right for us, no matter how much our passion is. And who knows why that is? You know, in retrospect, let's say in a relationship, you want to push for that relationship. You want this person in your life. You want, but then it doesn't work out, and you're upset. But then in retrospect, you see it wasn't a good thing. You don't exactly see it in the moment because you're all attached to it. But the key of surrender and the book is to have a greater trust in the greater scheme of things. Sometimes you just can't see why you're not getting something in the moment, and it just feels horrible. But, you know, the greater lesson is always let go, trust, have faith in yourself, keep moving forward, never give up, keep going towards your passion. You know, maybe this door is not open, but another door will be.
We love that. And that is a beautiful way for us to end the show today, Dr. Orloff. And can you tell people where they could reach you? We have about 30 seconds left. Like, how could they get in touch with you, with your website and also where you're practicing?
Well, I'm practicing in Los Angeles, and my website is drjudithorloff.com. And my workshop schedule is there, and the information on the ecstasy of surrender and how to surrender is there. So I invite everyone to visit my website, drjudithorloff.com.
Awesome. And I know that you're coming on once a month for a little bit, so we are excited to have you back. Have a beautiful day, Dr. Orloff. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Stay well.